This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, August 27th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Agriculture is a cyclical business. Steve Nicholson with Rabobank says farm balance sheets are tight and crop farmers are challenged.
You know, you look at just 10 years ago, we kind of were here in the same spot. Obviously, the 1980s were horrific, but I think the one thing is, and it kind of goes back to our stop, I've never seen it where eventually you see the economics adjust to, you know, the price in the market, and that's not happening. That's a short-term, intermediate-term, long-term concern. How do we make agriculture profitable?
Nicholson says demand is challenged to keep up with burdensome supplies.
We're at record demand for grains and oilseeds, but we also have this huge record supply, and everyone's hit on 8 cylinders at one time. We knew this was going to happen, we just didn't know when, and here we are in 2025. The United States is producing big crops. Brazil's producing big crops. Australia's going to produce not a record, but a really strong crop. Europe's wheat price, you know, wheat production's back. Russia's wheat production's back. Again, not a record, but it's coming back. And so you have all this commodity just dumping on top of a market that has good demand, but doesn't need all this supply to meet that demand.
Nicholson says the most recent record Brazilian soybean harvest is giving them a longer window to meet Chinese demand for soybeans.
Our analysts in Brazil said very clearly, Brazil's going to be selling into our harvest, which doesn't happen because the Chinese have said, you know what, we're just going to back away from the United States for now. The thing that's a little even more disturbing, when you think about that and think, oh my God, Brazil must be selling beans and they must be exploding their exports. Their bean exports are not exploding. They're like a low single digit percentage over a year ago. So what that tells me as well is there's two things. One, that tells me maybe China has a lot of stocks, which they do. It also makes me a lot worried when I look down the road is China's done buying because they don't need it.
Nicholson says any effort by USDA to help bolster farm income before next fall would be welcome news for farmers, retailers, and lenders. Now to a bigger picture, Rodney Reinzerl with the Illinois Corn Growers Association says Congress needs to finish its work on a new farm bill for a number of different reasons.
What needs to be in a skinny farm bill is there's a lot of research components, so it's really valuable not only to USDA and the research centers, but land grants across the nation. It affects extension across the nation. There's a lot of other crops that are not major program crops that need the farm bill to pass. And so there's a host of issues that are very important, but don't get the kind of main media attention. Hopefully we move forward on a skinny farm bill. I think it's a little bit more likely that it probably goes into 26 just because of how many days are going to be left.
Weinzerl says the liquid fuel industry, including ethanol, will continue to face pressure from electric vehicles.
And as we talk to the auto industry, we're probably going to see electric vehicles kind of deaccelerate from an expansion standpoint, but it's going to keep growing relative to what the market will push it out instead of the government behind pushing the market growth for electric vehicles. So we have to ultimately work with the auto industry and the petroleum industry. We know we can produce better fuel, that the cars will get significantly better mileage with higher octane, and so that's our focus, and that would give us long-term sustained growth, but it is a really big lift.
While farmers and renewable fuels would like to see year-round D15 legislation, Weinzerl says the real discussion should be about octane, and that's ethanol's biggest advantage.
So you look at the price spread right now between ethanol and gasoline, it's about 40 cents. Octane, it's about 85 cents. Ethanol should be used economically if we can make this leap. This is like moving from leaded gas to unleaded gas. This is a really big shift in policy for liquid fuels and the internal combustion engine, but it's what's going to prolong the internal combustion engine for the next 2, 3, 4 decades because it's more efficient, we get better mileage, it affects climate, consumer wins, U.S. farmer wins, the ethanol industry wins, and even to a certain extent, the petroleum industry, because the internal combustion engine's around for a longer time.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Healthy meals start with healthy farms. 83% of adults think farmers and ranchers should have a seat at the table to discuss how policy decisions impact their ability to grow a safe, affordable, and sustainable food supply. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.